with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Well, thank you for joining us here on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. Every Wednesday at 11 o'clock, we stop down and give you a chance to join in the conversation in a way that proves your superior intelligence. We ask a question, you give the answer. It has to be done on the phone. That's one of the conditions of this game that we play called Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. You have to play on the phone. The people that play along on the text line, that's fine. We will monitor the text line because often it's an indication if we're getting close to the right answer. But to win, you've got to call in. The number 1-877-332-8255. And of course, one of the other rules is you can't have one this year. So you can't have one in 2025. We don't, though, have a rule that says you can't call back in. So just, you know, we've had people before who get through quickly on the line and they make a call. What inevitably happens is as more calls come in, if it's a tough question, we hone in on the answer. And someone who's already guessed might think, hey, now I think I know what it is. Nothing prevents you from calling back in. I had that question asked to me last week. No problem at all. 1-877-332-8255. And by the way, our friends at Little Town Apparel get another shout out because they are the ones that have designed and distribute those Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener t-shirts. They only are sent out to winners of this contest. So if you have one, consider it a feather in your cap, a medal on your chest. That t-shirt in your drawer means something. Only people that have won SSRL, Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener, have those t-shirts. Okay, last week's winner, Kelly Strickland, not able to join us this morning. Kelly tied up in a meeting. He texted, said, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get out of this meeting. But last week's question, given the fact that we just did a whole segment on beer, is quite appropriate because the question last week was, this word was once used to describe beer. And we had the whole first segment went, no one got the answer. We come out of the second break, so the commercial break, we always have what we call bumper music. Sometimes Frank likes to slip a song in there that might give you a hint. He plays a song by the band Moist, and Kelly calls in and says, is the answer Moist? So, yeah, he was intuitive enough to pay attention to the little hint that Frank gave. That was the answer, by the way. Chaucer used it in some of his early writings to describe beer, a moist and corny ale. I don't know if I'd be using that in marketing campaigns today, but nonetheless, that was the right answer. So congratulations to Kelly Strickland. Now, the fact that Kelly's not here today means I will ask you the question. Are you ready? I know you are. The phone lines are jammed. Here you go. There are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now. There are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now. Tough? Yeah. Vague? Maybe. But someone's going to get this. 1-877-332-8255. Dusty and Langham, do you know?
What did I, you know, I've asked you this before. What did I ever do to you?
Hey, listen, you are just so prompt on the call. And I mean, I'm rooting for us to get this in the first guest every week. So, I mean, there is a chance you could be a historic winner that way. But what do you think? There are.
I'm going to give you a wag.
Okay, let's hear it.
Four different kinds of artificial intelligence. I have no idea.
That's okay. That's a good guess. And what you do by making that guess is you start to whittle it down. No, it's not artificial intelligence. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, Jeff in Saskatoon. There are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now.
Sugar,
did you say?
Yes.
No, not sugar, but good guess. Thanks for playing along. Let's go to Lorne at Moores Beach. What do you think, Lorne?
Let's go with green energy.
Green energy. Topical. I can see why you're saying that. Green energy. No, not what we're looking for. But thanks for the guess. And I'm not even going to say that there's a connection to the right answer, but once we get the right answer, I'll be able to better describe. So don't go off on a tangent thinking green energy is close to the right answer. It's really not. But thanks for the guess, Lauren. And I'm going to revisit that answer when we get the right answer on the show. Mark in Saskatoon, what do you think?
Well, I think I got the wrong answer, but how about smartphones?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say it's good in that it whittles it down. Like I said, everybody that guesses wrong helps maybe the next person know it's not smartphones. What could it be? 1-877-332-8255. We'll go to Sean in Saskatoon. The question today, Sean, is this. There are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now.
So I'm going to say alternatives to dairy milk.
That is a great guess. It's not right, Sean, but boy, that's a great guess. And I'm going to say it's the closest one yet. So, not the right answer, but the closest one yet. He's saying alternatives to dairy milk. Not the answer. But we're getting there. 1-877-332-8255. There are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now. What are we talking about? Let's go to Dave in Assiniboia.
Oh, your timing is terrible. I've only heard the question twice.
Okay, well, so I'll read it. That's okay. There are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now. We just had a guess of alternatives to dairy milk. Not the right answer, but I said so far that's the closest guess we've had.
Oh, a wag. Alternative energies.
Okay, good guess. We did have a guess earlier saying green energy, so I'm going to take alternative energy as a different answer, but no, it's not that. It's not that. So far, the closest is alternative to dairy milk, but it's not the right one. But it's getting us there. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Allen, Saskatchewan. I got Gord on the line. What do you think?
I'm thinking blood type.
Okay, blood types. I don't know where you get the gaining popularity thing from.
Well, you know, there's so many accidents and
fair
things
enough
that are happening.
Yeah.
You know, a lot more people
needing,
you know, required blood transfusions.
Sure. Okay.
Things like that.
I got you. I can see where you're going. No, it's not blood types, but thank you. Thank you for playing along. So not energy sources, not blood types, not AI, not sugars, not green energy, not smartphones, not alternatives to dairy milk. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. I've got some hints lined up here. Maybe I'll throw out one right now. I'll throw out one right now. I'm going to change a word. Instead of saying there are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now, there are four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity right now. Does that help you at all? 1-877-332-8255. I've got Brad in Saskatoon. What do you think?
I'm going to say dietary trends.
Dietary trends?
Correct.
Trends. Okay. No, not dietary trends. But, I mean, you could argue that, well, it's got to do with your diet. Okay, so it's now we're starting to narrow it down. I changed the question to say there are four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity. It's got something to do with your diet, what you consume. I said so far one of the closest we've had is alternatives to dairy milk. That was not right, but it's getting us there. What could it be? 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Weyburn. Is this Murray?
Ori.
Okay, sorry about that. I misunderstood the name. What do you say for me here, Ori?
Well, I was going to say social media, but I'm going to have to switch that social media platforms to say meat consumption.
Okay. It's a good guess because I'm throwing in that this has got to do with your diet, what you consume. No, it's not meat. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Kyle. I've got Cindy on the line. What do you think, Cindy?
Well, I'm thinking along lines of food and grade, like grade eggs, different types of grading. So we're thinking eggs, like chicken eggs, duck eggs.
Okay. Good guess. It's fitting in with my clue, isn't it? But no, it's not eggs. Not meat, not eggs. The closest so far still is alternatives to dairy milk. I'm going to say that's the closest so far. I think we can pretty much say we've whittled it down now to something that you will consume. There are four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity right now. 1-877-332-8255. By the way, we had a talk in my household about this question last night. I have never in my life consumed this. My wife, almost every day. I don't even know if that's a hint or what, but this is not a thing for me. I'm intrigued, but I've never done it, never tried it. But Jody, clearly she has. She and her friends were the experts on it. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Aaron in Outlook next. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with energy drinks.
Ooh, good guess. Good guess, but no, not energy drinks. We're getting there, though. I know we're getting there. This tells me we're getting closer. Let's go to Vaughn out of Regina. What do you think, Vaughn?
I'm going to go with ways of making no alcohol beer.
Okay, so non-alcoholic beer. No, not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to take three more because I got three lined up right here. I'm going to start with Leighton in Pike Lake. Leighton, what do you say?
You kind of threw me off when you said you hadn't tried it. I was thinking canola.
Ah. So do you want to switch your answer? I know. It's tough. I mean, you can go with that. I haven't told you it's wrong yet, but...
Okay, I'll go with that.
Canola? It's wrong. Sorry. Sorry, Leighton. It's wrong. But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Jim and Regina, do you know there are four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity right now? What are we talking about?
I think it might be gluten-free flour.
Oh, good guess. Good guess. We're getting there. I know we're getting there, but no, it's not gluten-free flour. 1-877-332-8255. Last call before the break. We're going to get an answer. We'll come back after the break. If Don doesn't know, we'll come back. But maybe Don is going to swoop in with the answer. Well, calling from Yorkton. What do you got, Don?
Well, I'm going to say plant-based milks.
We're getting there. That's not right. It's not plant-based milk, but boy, we are getting close. Four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity right now. By the way, you find this in grocery stores, health food stores, coffee shops. What is it? 1-877-332-8255. We'll get our winner when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. You're talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. 1-877-332-8255. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, a stumper today. It started off, the question was, there are four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now. As a hint, I said, okay, I'm going to reread it. There are four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity right now. I also have told you that it's found in grocery stores, health food stores, coffee shops. I said, I have never tried this, but when I talked with Jody about it last night, apparently she has tried it many times. In fact, almost regularly on a workday. 1-877-332-8255. What could it be? Let's go to Ryan in Saskatoon. What do you think?
Hey there. I'm going to guess espresso beans.
No, not espresso beans, but thanks for the guess. We are definitely getting close. Let's go to Rory in Saskatoon. What do you think, Rory?
I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to say probiotics.
Nope, not probiotics. We're dancing around it now. We're getting close. Justin and Moose Jaw, do you know my answer?
I think so. I think you gave it away there.
What is it?
When you said you haven't tried it.
Yeah.
Tofu.
I believe it or not, I have tried tofu. I won't say I like it. I won't say I like it, but no, it's not tofu. That's not the answer. We're dancing around it. We've got lots of people that are guessing. So we had plant-based milks was guessed. That's close. Someone said coffee beans. That was not right, but close. What are we talking about here? Let's go to Carl in Shaunavon. What do you think, Carl?
I was thinking coffee beans. I'll say bugs.
No, it's not. It's not bugs. Doug in North Battleford, do you know?
I was going to actually say crickets, but if you said it was not bugs, then I'll have to go to coffee bean grating.
Nope, not coffee bean grating, but I will say this. Here's my last hint, because we've only got a couple of minutes left. This may be starting to outpace coffee as a choice for caffeine amongst younger generations. There you go. How's that for a hint? This may be starting to outpace coffee as a choice for caffeine amongst younger generations. 1-877-332-8255. There are four main grades of this, which is gaining popularity right now. Doug in Liberty, do you know?
Oh, boy, that threw me. I was going to say sweeteners, but I'm going to have to go with a caffeine base. I guess I'm going to go with black tea.
No, but boy, we're very close now. Not black tea. What are we looking for? Randy and Melfort, you've got this, don't you?
Well, your last hint just threw me off as well, but I'm going to say pumpkin spice.
No, not pumpkin spice, but this can be found in coffee shops, health food stores, grocery stores. You can make it at home. Nathan in Regina, what do you think?
Is it kombucha?
No. Oh, boy, we are so close, but no, not kombucha. Let's go to Paul in Regina. What do you think?
Tea.
Sorry, I can't take tea. It's not. We need something more specific. Debbie in Regina, do you know?
I was going to say kombucha.
No.
Maybe chai tea?
Not kombucha, not chai tea. What are we looking for here? Vern in Saskatoon, help me out.
Is it adding protein to coffee?
No, it's not adding protein. No, but good guess. Travis in Warman, tell me you know.
Is it green tea?
You know what? I don't think I can accept it. Green tea is like, it is right there, but this is different than green tea. What is it? Clearly it's a drink we're talking about. You buy it at a coffee shop. I've never tried it. Palm in Regina, do you know?
Bubble tea.
No, not bubble tea. Brady in White City, have you got it?
Matcha.
Ho-ho, we got it! With 30 seconds to spare, Brady, you pulled it out. Good for you. You're right, Brady. Ceremonial matcha, premium matcha, culinary matcha, and ingredient matcha are the four grades. Matcha, by the way, is a finely ground powder made from shade-grown green tea leaves, but it's not strained through the leaves or steeped through the leaves. It's actually whisked in, so it's very different. And you got it. Brady, did you know it, or was it all of the hints that got you there?
Had a feeling, and then once you graded it down to four, I was able to
figure it out. Have you ever drank matcha?
I have not. No. Fiance has, but not me.
Yeah, that's the same here. Haven't tried it. Brady, don't go anywhere. We got to get some information from you so we can send out your prize. Congratulations. Brady in White City is this week's winner of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. It was a journey again today. Four main types of this, which is gaining popularity right now, matcha. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.